This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing, I don't have the heebie-jeebies, I just like to keep moving. Right? Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a five-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died.
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
There are so... practicing without a license. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah. And if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses,
yep.
I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while to go to stand up, and it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone.
Yeah, back,
it's like
legs.
Stuck in that position.
Terrible, yeah. I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff. Blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. If you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse, talk with your children. The day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office. And at lunch, you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big Bosu balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things.
I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal, per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So, like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so, what's the definition of good exercise?
I think that also depends on your personal body type too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports, we see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it'll change your life.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Mental break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40 some odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Bunga bunga. Woof.
And her family wasn't a match, but when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
I'm
her.
In. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wouldn't match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. So let's see. Looking around the world, the fact that if you are older, 60 plus, and you walk 6,000 steps a day, it'll lower your risk for cardiovascular disease by a huge amount. So you have one of those Fitbits. How many people have? I have one of them, and I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, there's the Fitbit, if anybody has pretty much any smartwatch will do the same thing, like
right,
the Apple Watch,
the
all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. All right, so keep walking, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving. That's the way if you want to hang around and enjoy your life. Enjoy your freedom, enjoy the colors, enjoy the things like driving up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, wherever the beauty may be close to you, enjoy your children, your grandchildren, all that stuff, just keep moving. Walk, 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 walk.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always know the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Celebrities getting in on the food trends. Reba is the latest, and she has some good news to share. That's on the way.
Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it. MyPillow.com.
If I'm not the worst, you can't stand to lose. If I'm not bad error to the heart of you, if you're
okay. Inspired, beloved country singer, opened up her restaurant that really a lot of people have been waiting some time for. She did her grand opening on January 26th. It's called Reba's Place, and while there, she thanked her fans for the support. The dining space can fit about 250 people and will be open Mondays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, some of the menu highlights are pinto beans and cornbread, which are one of her favorites. There's street tacos, chicken fried steaks, slow-smoked brisket, bringing some Nashville hot chicken into play. Of course, the typical burgers and sandwiches, and getting in on a Southern favorite with desserts. In jars, specifically banana pudding in a jar, strawberry shortcake, which is another one of Reba's favorites. This is in Oklahoma. So if you want to get some home cooking a la Reba, you can go ahead, hit up Reba's Place. Some things in the news, some of those need to know, did you know, maybe, do you care? Let's just go through the list. Beyonce is heading on tour. She announced that she is eagerly awaiting her Renaissance World Tour that's coming up. She announced that with an Instagram post. Some bad news regarding Super Bowl Philadelphia Eagles player Josh Sills. He was indicted on rape and kidnapping charges. Super Bowl is coming up. That big game coming up, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. Chances are he is not going to be there. And if all of this is true, nor should he. Two monkeys taken from the Dallas Zoo on Monday were found in an abandoned home not far from the zoo, which is something that Doug and I had discussed earlier in this week, but it seems like this keeps happening. Dallas Zoo is definitely going to be ramping up their security. James Collins at the control board, go ahead and jump on. Are you hearing any more info regarding the Dallas Zoo?
Yeah, no. I mean, the story is not done by any means. It is going to be an ongoing investigation for a little while before we find out. What I did read is that there is a suspect that may have something to do. They found someone on camera that may have something to do with the monkeys going missing, and so now they're looking for this individual in order to, you know, investigate and see, hey, what do you know? They haven't released any names or any footage or anything like that, but they are currently investigating. And this is just it's so much, you know. We had the vulture. I don't know if you heard about this, the vulture that died.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And it wasn't natural. They said that outright, that it was not natural causes. So this is becoming a serious issue in the Dallas.
Yeah.
Zoo. Yeah.
Well, and figuring out if it's related, I don't know if you saw, I believe it was in Louisiana, a couple monkeys went missing
right
at their zoo.
Right, exactly. So is this a trend? I'm not really sure if this is. I know this is a thing that will be going on in Dallas. I just hope that this isn't going to be going on in other states across the nation as well.
Good grief. Well, thanks for keeping us updated. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States is building up its military presence in the Philippines amid escalating tensions between China and Taiwan. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has agreed to allow American military troops to be stationed at several bases on the Philippine Islands to expand its presence in the region. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve bumped up its short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point and signaled it was ready to do so again at its meeting in March. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite the slowdown in growth, the labor market remains extremely tight, with the unemployment rate at a 50-year low, job vacancies still very high, and wage growth elevated.
High storm warnings are in effect for 12 million people across large portions of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. Lance Pride, USA News.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Rolling back into the focus on today. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single
right.
people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree.
Yeah.
I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
No, he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group. And they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring
it. Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, leave me alone if you love me. Here's a story about a restaurant owner who really surprised his staff. He said, they stuck by me, so I'm going to stick by them. Giving back to the employees. What a wonderful thing. This is something that happened here in Massachusetts. There's a restaurant called Toast. It's kind of a breakfast nook down in Hull, which is south of Boston on the coast. They survived COVID, and she says it's because of her employees. Hard work, dedication. So, da-da-da-da-da. Or we could probably play Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. The Disney World appeal to most everybody is going to be, that's their destination, that's their thanks.
Yeah.
She's treating, the employees say she treats us like family every day. And this lady, Jessica Travis, says, well, the feeling's mutual. I like them, and I'm going to take care of them, and so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's not just her employees. The families get to come, too. And this is, it's not like she has all this money from her restaurant. This is an inheritance that she received, and she'd been sitting on it because she knew she wanted to do something big with it. She just couldn't figure out what that was. And then when it came to the thought of, you know what, use it on the staff. Let's go do a big family vacation.
And so away we go. Have a nice time. See you soon. Who's going to run the restaurant while they're down in Disney World? If they're all down at Disney World, I guess they're...
Yeah, they'll just close it. I know a lot of different mom-and-pop shop restaurants that will close for if there's a wedding or something and they want people to have a chance to go. Or a lot will, especially in Cleveland, I've seen, that a lot will close for a specific week in the summer or a specific two-week period in the summer because they want everyone to be able to go and take their vacation, not worry about anybody covering their shifts.
Yep.
And it's great.
Yep. We're catching good things, though. Though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who's helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O.,
nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Or put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah,
her
husband was Les. It's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose knows.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential very... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that
something like a sebum that's in the skin oils?
All right. So there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum.
Sebum,
right?
Yeah. You're my doctor. I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Kent Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. A solution for many problems is to be more optimistic. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope, confidence, and optimism. So think about that as you go through your day today. Here's something that is a result of activity and good thinking. The unprecedented decline in child poverty. You will not see this as a headline in any major newspaper. You won't see it broadcast in any form on any of the news channels. But you do hear the information here because it's important that you know that everything is not lousy. Everything isn't horrible. The world is not going to hell, especially when it comes to children, poor children. The numbers are down by almost two-thirds from the past couple of decades. As a matter of fact, this decline in child poverty rates in the United States brings us down to 1 in 10 live in families whose economic resources are considered below the poverty line. back in 1993, which was sort of, as they look at the scale, they, whoever the people are in the government that measure these things, the first year of the decline, the numbers were more than 1 in 4. So it's gone from 1 in 4 who have a problem to 1 in 10. It ought to be that there is, I guess the optimistic way to look at this is that we will find it at zero in another, what, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
it is,
right?
It is possible. We have to get there.
So the question that we would ask ourselves is what led to this decline in child poverty? The group that we're quoting here is a group called Child Trends, and their focus is on lower unemployment. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Lower unemployment rates, higher single mother labor force participation. Because remember that, and maybe you are experiencing this yourself. I was talking to a single mother yesterday who's running a school for youngsters from the age of 3 to 6 and who wants to come onto my farm. And this is an exploratory nature-based program to participate in what goes on in the farm. And she's a, I would say she's a 30-something, about your age maybe, Jay, single mother. And most of the people involved in the school are single mothers, and most of the children come from single-parent households. It really is. I know that that's the trend that's interesting. It isn't the fact that there's less poverty, although that's good, for sure. Mm-hmm. But there are more and more single mothers who are there, and they seem to be able to handle the challenge. I guess that's what it is, right? It's a challenge if you're by yourself. Let's say you have more than one child. Maybe you get two. Maybe you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the decrease in the amount of children is a factor, right? You've got more children, you got more problems. You got fewer children, you got fewer problems. So maybe this is just...
Well, yeah. And also, before we get too far removed from it, to touch on the single parent thing, that's also a solo income. That's not a dual home income coming in. It is less income, typically, that would be coming into the household as well. And then, okay, moving forward with the how many kids, how many mouths to feed.
Yeah.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Chuck Curry, our movie man, giving us all the good stuff. Now, I feel like this tune is super identifiable. What do we have going on?
Well, let's see. Yes, he moved music to Indiana Jones and the Temple. Indiana Jones music. I want to propose a question to you. A week from Sunday is the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
So a 30-second commercial, according to the trades, is $7 million. $7 million for 30-second commercial, and it appears that the Hollywood studios are back out in full force post-COVID to run commercials during the Super Bowl. Disney's going to run a trailer to the newest Indiana Jones movie. Same studio's also going to run trailer to Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Captain Marvel, spin-off film called The Marvels, and the live-action Little Mermaid. You got Warner Brothers going to run a trailer to The Flash, which I predict will be the biggest hit of the summer. Mark my words.
The Flash.
Universal. Yeah, I think so. I got a gut feeling. There's a really good buzz on this film. It's tested through the roof in preview screenings. It's been delayed a lot because Ezra Miller, who is starring as Barry Allen in The Flash, has a lot of off-screen issues. Probably won't be back in the role, but this movie reportedly is really good. Comes out in the summer. Universal's going to run a trailer to Fast and the Furious 10. And Scream 6, Dungeons and Dragons, and there's going to at the other studios running trailers. So the question to you, would you spend, you think it's good business to spend $7 million for a 30-second trailer for 120 million people plus internet buzz to watch, yes or no?
Yeah, yes, if they are thinking that this is going to be a big film, if it's going to bring in that, then that money is like peanuts to them.
I agree. This is why I think it's a good idea. Normally I would say I'm not sure, but I think it's good because let's just say that you get 120 million people, captive audience, because most people stay to watch the commercials beside the game. You got a really good matchup this year in the Eagles and the Chiefs. Once they watch it once, then they spread word that they liked it, and then it creates social media buzz. It's like a commercial or $7 million on steroids, so I do think.
Oh, absolutely. Well, with the continued conversation, and this, like you said, people are going to be watching the commercials. This is probably one of the only times people want to sit in front of their screen. They won't get up and go do something else, so because it's a commercial break. They will stay, because the commercials, people talk about them just as much as the game and the halftime show.
I would 100% agree. Some TV news of interest. NBC announced that The Blacklist, which is now going into its 10th season, this will be its 10th and final season on NBC, James Spader stars, they will, at the 10th season, do over 200 episodes in its run. That is a really impressive landmark, 200 episodes for a dramatic series. I think James Spader is a terrific actor. This is a very popular show, but they're going to end a run after a 10-year period.
Am I remembering this right? Did this come out that it was only supposed to be two seasons? It was more than a miniseries, but wasn't it not originally supposed to be this long? But
I don't think it was supposed to be this long. I do remember whether it was the first episode or the second. I think it was the second season. They actually premiered it. They had a second season premiere, I believe, after the Super Bowl, because the show was really gaining a lot of steam and a lot of critical notices, and NBC wanted to solidify it as one of its premier series on that network. And it's done a really good job at having a long run. 10 years is a long run. I remember, like, some of the shows I've watched, ER went on for 15 years. Some other shows have gone 7 and 8, up to 10. But anything that goes 10 years or more for a drama, a lot of hard work goes into that. It's not easy to do.
Oh, absolutely. And I look at Grey's Anatomy, how long that's been going on. And a lot of people are wondering, how much longer can it still go on if Meredith Grey, the character, is no longer an active part of it, which I guess we find out in the second half of this current season, because the character moved or did something, and she's only going to be a guest star on the show.
Right, and they're going to move on to another showrunner, because the current showrunner, who's been running things for I think the last 7 years, is going to take going to move on. They're bringing in somebody who's been with the show for the very beginning to be the showrunner. But the thing is, in her case, Ellen Pompeo, she wanted to do something different, because she's been doing that show forever. Even though she makes a ton of money off that show as executive producer, has a lot of creative control, they basically were forced to write her character out, because that was her choice. Sort of like what they had to do with Andrew Lincoln on The Walking Dead, which took that show in a completely different direction, although I still liked it a lot.
Yeah, and it still kind of lasted. Well, thank you, Chuck. That's the movie and TV news on Doug Steffens. Good day. It's 58 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.